Roughly 450,000 visitors will travel to Richmond for the UCI Road World Cycling Championship, which 300 million people will watch on TV worldwide. The cycling route runs through scenic Richmond, including Monument Avenue, with its statues of Confederate leaders. But the organization Virginia Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality wants to change that route. Spokesman Phil Willato says if not, the nation's greatest embarrassment will take center stage.
These statues were put up specifically to say the war was a good thing. The Confederacy was a good thing. The people who led the fight in the Confederacy were heroes. That's a distortion.
But Willato also says that just like South Carolina's Confederate flag, the rebel statue should come down.
That particular statue is owned by the city of Richmond, which makes it a government-sponsored display of the battle flag of the Army of Northern Virginia, which is what the current issue discussion is about. So if it should come off license plates, what is this statue doing on a public street maintained by the city of Richmond with our tax dollars?
The defender's Anna Edwards says she understands that these symbols represent heritage for some, but
what I would most appreciate, I think, from the perspective of people who are not black or who don't share that perspective, is that they recognize that while they can honor their grandfathers and honor their service to their country, they can separate that from what that fight was about, from what this stood for. It is a racist symbol. There is no escaping that.
She says the flags and monuments belong in a museum. But Frank Ernest, a past commander for the Virginia Division of Sons of Confederate Veterans, says this sets a bad precedent of removing anyone or anything that some find offensive. He says while he's a proud American, more travesties occurred under the U.S. flag, including slavery.
Why was the 1964 Civil Rights Act passed by the United States of America? Why was that not the 1866 Civil Rights Act? Anything that's been denied to African Americans in particular, or any minorities, between 1865 and now was denied by the United States government.
He says emotional decisions are being made without knowledge of history, origins, and feedback by all who were affected.
He can't understand why everyone talks about diversity and saying, let's all go to the table, like you say, and explain your position or what it means to you. But they're saying, we want everybody at the table except those Confederates. We've already made up our mind who they are, what their symbol means, and we're done. That's it. No conversation.
Ernest says the Sons oppose the use of the battle flag as a symbol of hate. He says hate groups have also used religious and other symbols to spew vitriol. He adds that the SCV often takes part in community projects that promote diversity, where some people learn the flag's full history for the first time. Governor McAuliffe stands by his order to remove the flag from license plates, but says he offered a compromise.
We reached out to the Sons of the Confederacy and said, we'll give you 2 to 3 weeks, redesign the plate, could put a cap on whatever you want, but not the flag. They haven't responded yet, so we'll do what we have to do, and in the next 2 months, we will have all the plates returned to us, or they'll become invalid plates.
But as for those who seek a new race route and removal of the monuments,
that's part of the history of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We are the capital of the Confederacy. That is part of the history. And that, you know, we should leave the monuments where they are. We should not change the race.
Richmond Mayor Dwight Jones agrees and says while he finds many Confederate tributes offensive, erasing history is not the way to go.
If we have energy to do something, we should be doing something about helping people today. And so I think that the Arthur Ashe statue on Monument Avenue was a good start. And I think we need to do more of that.
And he says the conversation needs balance.
So that we allow people who want to honor monuments to do that, but we ought to have monuments out there to Maggie Walker. We ought to have monuments out there to great black leaders who went through slavery but survived it.
But Edwards wonders why the nearby Arthur Ashe statue is not part of the current race route. Ernest says the SCV empathizes with those who are distraught by symbols used by oppressive groups, but when the government stifles his members' voices, it makes them more resistant to change and compromise. In fact, the Sons and the state will square off in court over the license plates this month. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.